AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with officials from Greenland and Denmark about the future of Greenland. President Trump has been talking in more forceful terms lately about a possible U.S. takeover of Greenland.
There's clearly a disagreement. We agreed that it makes sense to try to sit down on a high level to explore whether there is possibilities to accommodate the concerns of the president, while we at the same time respect the red lines of the Kingdom of Denmark.
Denmark's Foreign Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen says there will be more talks.
It's clear that the president has this wish of conquering over Greenland. We made it very, very clear that this is not in the interest of the kingdom.
Before the meeting, President Trump wrote, the U.S. needs Greenland for the purpose of national security. He added NATO should be leading the way to get it, and otherwise Russia or China would, saying in all capital letters, and that is not going to happen. President Trump says he's been told on good authority plans for executions in Iran have stopped, even as Tehran has signaled fast trials and executions ahead in its crackdown on protesters. The Supreme Court is reviving a Republican challenge to a law allowing the counting of late-arriving mail ballots, a target of President Trump. The High Court majority ruled candidates can sue over voting counting rules, even if they haven't shown a clear effect on the outcome of the race. Renee Good's family hired the law firm that represented George Floyd's family to seek answers and accountability for the Minneapolis mother's killing by a federal immigration agent. The family's decision to hire the law firm comes on the same week the Justice Department saw no basis for a federal civil rights investigation. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The Iranian judiciary is hinting at rapid trials and executions linked to ongoing protest.
Even as activists say, the death toll's risen to levels unseen in decades. Iran's judiciary chief made the comments about trials and executions in a video on Tuesday, despite a warning from President Donald Trump that he would take very strong action if executions take place. The US-based human rights activist news agency now says the number of dead has climbed to over 2,570. The figure dwarfs the death toll from any other round of protests of unrest in Iran in decades and recalls the chaos surrounding the country's 1979 Islamic Revolution. After Trump was informed on the number of deaths, he warned Iran's leaders that he was terminating any negotiations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Nurses in New York City are striking for a third day, with both sides seemingly prepared for the long haul. Negotiations don't appear to be on the table. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.